Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Finally Focused, the breakthrough natural treatment plan for ADHD that restores attention, minimizes hyperactivity, and helps eliminate drug side effects is a nonfiction health book by psychiatrist James Greenblatt, MD, written for parents, adults with ADHD, and clinicians. It presents an integrative approach to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that emphasizes nutrition, biochemical individuality, and lifestyle factors alongside conventional care. The book argues that ADHD should not be treated as a one-size-fits-all condition, and that underlying issues such as mineral imbalances and nutrient deficiencies may contribute to symptoms. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical, to explain why some people do not respond well to standard medication alone and to outline natural interventions that may help improve focus, behavior, and overall functioning. Positioned in the nutritional psychiatry and functional medicine space, it combines clinical perspective with accessible guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ADHD is a condition with multiple underlying biological causes. A central idea in the book is that ADHD symptoms can arise from more than one biological pathway. Greenblatt challenges the tendency to treat ADHD as a single disorder with a single preferred solution. Instead, he frames it as a clinical presentation that may reflect different combinations of nutritional deficits, metabolic stress, and other biochemical imbalances. This matters because the same outward symptoms, such as inattention, impulsivity, or hyperactivity, may not respond equally well to the same treatment. By emphasizing root causes, the book shifts attention away from symptom suppression alone and toward identifying what is driving the symptoms in a specific person. That approach aligns with integrative psychiatry and makes the book distinct from guides that focus only on behavioral management or medication adjustment. The result is a treatment philosophy that is diagnostic as well as therapeutic, encouraging readers to think in terms of individualized evaluation rather than broad assumptions about ADHD. Secondly, nutrition and mineral balance as tools for improving attention and behavior. Especially magnesium, zinc, and vitamin B6, and links them to brain function, attention, sleep, and regulation of hyperactivity. The book treats food and supplementation not as optional wellness add-ons, but as interventions that can alter symptom severity when deficiencies or imbalances are present. This is a concrete and clinically oriented argument. If the brain is not receiving what it needs to function well, symptoms may persist even when medications are used. The book also underscores that nutrients often work together rather than as isolated fixes, which is important because it discourages simplistic supplement use. In that sense, the nutritional section is not merely about taking vitamins, it is about correcting deficits in a coherent way so the brain can operate more effectively. This is one of the book's main contributions to the ADHD literature. Thirdly, why the book favors individualized treatment over a standard medication model. Another major theme is personalization. Greenblatt repeatedly argues that treatment should be adapted to the individual rather than delivered through a universal protocol. This is a significant contrast with the common medical experience of ADHD, where stimulant medication is often the default first-line option. The book does not reject medication outright, but it does question the assumption that medication alone is sufficient or always necessary. Instead, it suggests a sequence in which natural and nutritional measures are evaluated first, with medication used more selectively and often at lower doses when needed. The logic behind this approach is practical side effects, variable response, and incomplete symptom relief all point to the limits of a standardized model. By urging clinicians and families to consider a broader set of factors, the book makes treatment more flexible and more responsive to real-world variation. Its value lies in showing that personalization is not just a preference but a clinical necessity when ADHD has multiple possible contributors. Fourthly, using integrative therapies to complement, not simply replace, conventional care, the book is also notable for its integrative stance. It incorporates strategies such as amino acids, micronutrient therapy, dietary change, and mindfulness as part of a broader treatment framework. That makes it more expansive than books that argue only for supplements or only for behavior modification. Greenblatt's approach is structured around the idea that multiple modest interventions may work better together than a single dramatic one. This is especially relevant in ADHD, where families often look for alternatives after medication produces partial benefit or unwanted effects. The book's emphasis on adjunctive care gives readers a more realistic model of how natural treatment can fit into modern medicine. It does not require an all-or-nothing choice between pharmaceuticals and holistic methods. Instead, it presents a layered approach in which nutritional and lifestyle measures can reduce symptom burden, improve resilience, and sometimes lower the need for medication. That makes the book appealing to readers who want practical integration rather than ideological opposition to standard care. Lastly, the book's evidence-based but accessible case for natural ADHD care. Finally Focused stands out because it tries to ground a natural treatment argument in clinical experience and research rather than in vague wellness language. The book uses case-based reasoning and references to studies to support its claims about nutrient therapy, mineral balance, and certain botanical interventions. At the same time, it is written for non-specialists, so the material remains readable for parents and patients. That combination is important because many ADHD books either simplify too much or become too technical. Greenblatt aims for a middle ground. He translates medical ideas into practical guidance while still presenting them as medically serious. This helps the book function as both a patient resource and a clinician facing introduction to integrative ADHD care. Its broader significance is that it normalizes the idea that natural treatment should be discussed in evidence-based terms rather than as an alternative world entirely separate from psychiatry. For readers seeking a credible entry point into functional approaches, this is one of the book's strongest qualities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents of children with ADHD, adults who want a more holistic understanding of their symptoms, and clinicians interested in nutritional psychiatry or functional medicine. Its practical value lies in reframing ADHD as a condition that may require investigation of diet, mineral status, and broader biological context rather than immediate reliance on medication alone. Readers looking for a simple behavioral guide will find a more medically oriented argument here. While readers skeptical of all natural approaches may still appreciate its effort to connect integrative care with clinical reasoning, what makes it stand out in its category is its balance. It is more serious and structured than a typical self-help book, but more accessible than a technical medical text. It does not present natural treatment as a miracle cure, and that restraint strengthens its credibility. In the broader ADHD literature, Finally Focused is distinctive because it bridges conventional psychiatry and nutritional intervention in a way that is both readable and actionable. If you would like to support James Greenblatt, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.